Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. We're living in a glorious time. We have a glorious opportunity to serve the Lord. We know we're living in the last days. We've read Revelations. We see how it ends. We see what happens. But every child of God that gets saved, they work to change the dynamics of the end times. There will be the wars, and there will be the things that will happen, but every person, when you get saved, you're out of the wrath of God. You're out of the equation of the wrath of God. And then if you follow on to know the Lord, and you contend for the faith, then you work to get other people saved, and the harvest is still white. It's been white from the time that Jesus said that it was ready to pick. And there are many people out there trapped in the world, and they need laborers to help get them out. The reference of the harvest is like cotton. When it's white, it's ready to be taken. Or wheat, when the fruit turns white, it's time to pick it. You have to go get it. It's not just going to come by itself. You have to preach the word so the word can get in a good ground heart and develop faith. The word of God is not just learned, it's received. You have to receive it in order to benefit from it. Many times people think that you can just teach somebody the inner workings of the Lord. If they don't receive it, Satan will steal it. And the way that they receive it is the way that they'll operate in it. That's what the theme of the parable of the sower shows us. And people that don't receive the word of God don't have faith for it. It's impossible. You have to receive the word in order to believe the word. And you have to believe the word in order to act on the word. All of it is by choice. People choose in and they choose out of the kingdom of God. Some people choose to get in the kingdom of God, but because they don't have roots, when things get tough, they leave. And now, think about this. When you leave the kingdom of God, where are you headed to? When you say, I'm not going to fight anymore, I'm just tired. That doesn't mean that you're going to exist forever in this situation. Hell is going to consume you. In other words, if you don't receive the word in your heart, hell will receive you in its heart. Hell wants you bad. And the world system is the hands of hell. It reaches out for you. There's a temptation of Satan just for you to give up. Give up to get what? There's no reward if you stop fighting the good fight of faith. None. God can't reward you because you didn't do his works. He rewards those that follow him. He said, my people hear my voice and they follow me. They do something. The status of our salvation is not based on our merit. It never will be. But your works, they're either rewardable or judgeable. Your works can cause you to be rewarded, or evil works will cause you to be judged and punished. And the motive of your works determines the reward of your works. Even now, I don't focus on what rewards I'm going to get. I'm focused on one thing, doing the will of God while I have the grace of God and the chance to do it. I have the grace of God now. I'm on the planet now. I can do something today. Now, soldiers can get killed on the battlefield. Now, I pray over my life so that I don't get killed. And I seek to do all that's in God's heart so I don't get hurt. But I want to do all that's in God's heart while I have a chance to do it. The night comes when no man can work. But I have a chance to live now, and I don't have to die without working. I will work as long as I have, as God give me grace. And I pray every day. I bless my time on earth. Every assignment God give me, I protect my life so I can do it. I eat healthy so I can live longer to do it. I have a daughter with special needs, and I have to see after her. So I'm motivated to live a long time. Just like I want to be here for my daughter, I also want to be here to do God's work so other people don't have to miss help. Now, I'm going to do all I can do until I can't. And then, when I go to heaven, I'm not going to think about this world anymore. I'm going to think about whatever we do in heaven. But now I have a chance. I'm on the battlefield, and I'm going to make it count. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. He didn't think it was robbery to be equal with God. See, when you're equal with God, you can do what God can do. When you're anointed, you have God's ability to do whatever you're anointed for. It's like when the Lord said, "Let not my people lack knowledge." I'm like, "Lord, how in the world can I do something like this?" When he told me that, he anointed me to do it. He gave me his ability. There are conditions and methods for me to do that. I can do this. You can do what you're supposed to do. We can do what we're supposed to do. Don't think about what you can't do and what you haven't done yet. When God anoints you, you have his ability to do whatever he anointed you for. I learned this when he told me the definition of the word anointing. The anointing is a sanction that gives a man or a woman God's ability to perform and finish a specific task. And there are types of anointing. There are 9 gifts of the Spirit. You have to be anointed to operate in the gifts. But the gifts of themselves is not that the anointing is greater than the gifts. The gifts are tools for you to do the things you're anointed for. They are tools. I'm a mechanic, but I have tools. The healing, there are gifts of healing, and anointed people can use those tools. Authority to me is a grace. God gave me authority. Jesus gave us all authority at the same time. He gave me authority. Authority is my tool. It was given to me. I didn't earn it, didn't deserve it, but he gave it to me. And now I got it. Authority is a tool. The helmet of salvation is like a weapon too. Having the mind of Christ. It's important. The breastplate of righteousness. He gave me his righteousness. And he took my disease sin and did away with it for me. I'm alive to him. So he can talk to me. And he can show me what needs to be done, and I will do it. We have all these things to use at our will. And I choose to be willing to serve God and do all that's in his heart. No man can stop the mighty works of God. No man. If you put in motion by faith, remains in motion. Faith makes a demand on righteousness. Faith looks to God and it demands His will on the earth. It's a definer. It changes things that the enemy was destroying and turning into life. A man that was unsaved, he believes on Jesus. He changes his nature. He changes his course. He's redefined as a saved man, as a man that loves God. I remember when he did this and that, people would say. I remember he didn't do this, but now he's different. He's forgiven and he's changed from glory to glory. As he grows in God, he will forever change from glory to glory according to his will and the word of God that he decides to walk in. We don't just learn the word of God by reading it. We receive it. We read it, we hear it, we receive it. We see people do the word of God, we receive knowledge. And it gets in our heart and we make change. The world works in the opposite direction. The world tempts you, entices you out there. And if you let the world get in your heart, you'll start hating the things of God. First you'll lose your desire for it, and then you'll lose your... You start losing things. You start falling apart. The deeper you get into the world system, you start falling apart. Everything get on your nerve. You depend on other things to make you happy. But when you're in love with God, you're fortified within. You're complete in Him from the inside. And you don't need props and crutches to make the difference on the outside. See, when people love the world, they're collapsing on the inside. That's what depression is. They have no word. They have no strength. They have no vision, and they perish. Then they lack knowledge and they're destroyed. If you're in trouble and you go in a courtroom, any courtroom, and you lack knowledge, you don't know the law, those lawyers will destroy you. The opposing lawyers will eat you up. You're like in a pool with piranha fish. But those that love God can come out alive. Those that love God, you have to have knowledge here. You can't walk this life without the knowledge of God. You're in a world of piranhas. There are all kind of demons and influences. It's so easy to get in trouble here without God's guidance. When people decide not to get saved, they don't know that they're rejecting their future. The only chance they have for a wonderful future, they're rejecting heaven. They're rejecting all the grace that God has given us. They're rejecting their life. They're rejecting God's guidance in their life. They're rejecting God's knowledge that'll make the difference. And many times they really would love to know God's word. But the appetite of the world can be too strong. And when they love the world, it interferes with how they hear God's word. And when they hear it, the word that would make the difference, the enemy try to distract them. And if that works, whatever they heard that was helping, the enemy will come and take that from them. But if you hear the word and receive it, then you can learn it and benefit from it. The word just don't become knowledge sitting around your mind. The word becomes life. And you believe it and you speak it and your life changes. Faith becomes knowledge. Faith is a definer. It inspires you to do something greater. And it takes you beyond your human capabilities. And then you can live beyond the world. You can rise above and live above the rudiments of the measurements and rudiments and laws of this natural world. And you can grow from grace to grace. And you can have all the rights and privileges of heaven itself. But if you choose to follow the world, you can't do these wonderful things. It's a choice, folks. Hearing the word of God is a choice. Receiving the word of God is your choice. Knowing the word of God comes from receiving the word of God and obeying the word of God. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free." But you can't know the truth without receiving it. You act on these things, they work. They always do. But those that love God can do greater things because they have the knowledge of God within. And when that happens, everything works. God loves us. And He's coming back. His return is imminent. And He told me to tell His people that His return is imminent and to be ready that they be not left. And He told me in time to make a difference. Now, God is wise. He told me in time to warn people so that they can miss out. If they don't receive Jesus, they're going to wish they did. If they receive Jesus, they're glad they did. And those that did listen, they're sensing that His return is upon them. They have His peace because they trusted Him, because they believed on Him. They received the word and they got saved. But those that didn't, a lot of misery is going to follow them. When you get saved, you get changed. When you get changed and you're corrected in God's path, your advice gets saved with you. Your counsel gets saved with you. The influence you have on your children is greater. The warnings, the strategic warnings of God comes about at the right time, and it steers you out of deadly danger. But when people choose not against God, their life is full of happenstance and all kind of pigpen misery. Brother Horton used to say, "We're in the Father's house, not the hog pen." You don't want hog pen misery. You want to live in the glory of God. You want to live in His presence. You want to be where He is. And I want to be with Him where He is. I love Him. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.